plate a potential nugget.
Before we get into the book, Ravi, you know, one of the questions I'm curious about in the work I do and in the podcast is, you know, how people think about their pie chart of time and attention. And if we sort of go back to that point where you moved away from your full-time role at Microsoft to today, can you talk a little bit about some of the key choices you've made along the way? Specifically, I think even in the book, you call out a couple of things you said no to, but I'm curious about how you've thought about choices in that span.
So when I was leaving Microsoft, one of the choices I made at that time is not to immediately plunge into one more thing just like this. I had very little idea of what I wanted to do. There were some sort of thoughts, but nothing really fleshed out. And the only thing I was clear and determined not to do was to become an employee again with a full-time job and all that goes with it, pluses and minuses. I remember talking to Nandan Nilekani at that time, who's been a friend and mentor over the years. And he said, the fundamental choice you have to make is whether you want to do one thing or you want to do multiple things. So, okay. I said, but look, right now I want to try many things, okay, because... And I write about that in the book, which is when you come to a fork in the road and you don't know what to do, then it's very important to try micro experiments, lots of little things, and then see what fits. And that's what I began in 2011-12. And so I would say that when I look back, the pie chart of my time back then looked like quite a few corporate boards. So Infosys, and then there was Volvo and Bank of Baroda and what, you know, those sorts of things. And that took up probably 70% of my time. I began my experiments in the social sector, starting with social venture partners. And then with a friend, Will Poole, we started Unitas Ventures. So those kinds of experiments. I joined the board of Rockefeller in 2014. So I would say those things took about, you know, 10-15% of my time. And then my previous book and then the writing effort was the balance. Now, by 2018 is when I think I made the next big pivot. When I said, look, I'm, you know, the social sector stuff, you can't really hope to make any difference unless you're all in, you're really committed. So I made the big shift to dial down the corporate engagement and dial up the commitment to the dev sector. And so today, the pie chart of my activities is probably about 70% development and social sector. About 20% is right now with the book project. And the corporate engagement is very, very small, largely with Hitachi.
And back to the advice from Nandan, who's also been on the podcast in the past, the one big thing versus portfolio, given your lived experience and the conversations you have with leaders who are going through this transition after having accomplished a lot of things in life, any guiding principles on what kinds of people are better off with a one big thing and what kinds of people are better off going down the portfolio route?
It's an interesting question. I think that, as you correctly have surmise, there is no right answer. It's, you know, what fits. But I do think that as you get older, so as you cross, you know, late 40s, 50, I think it is a little constraining for most people to just do one thing. After 50, even though we're living longer lives, Deepak, there's a lot of uncertainty. And so you need to start optimizing for the thing that is most precious, which is time. Okay. And so if you approach this saying, look, I have now a much more finite amount of time left. And how do I want to spend it? How do I want to optimize it so that when I look back, I won't have regrets? I doubt you would choose to do just one thing. Okay. I would say the answer is very different when you're in your 20s and 30s, where you still, you know, have that drive to achieve, the achievement orientation. And achievement is very much correlated with focus and intensity and so forth. So so the second mountain, if you will, I think is generally better supported by having a portfolio of things that engage you. That's my sort of compromise anyway. And I also think that there is a certain joy that comes with being more in control of your time. Okay. Mm. So the fact is, today I'm not feeling very productive. I'm not going to write. Okay. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to read, or I'm going to take off somewhere or whatever. Oh, today is Sunday, but I'm feeling very, very productive. So I'm actually going to just do whatever I need to do. This freedom and flexibility, I think, is ultimately where you want to be, rather than on a treadmill where somebody else has the hand on the control. You know, and so that also suggests that you're better off with an array of things.
That's a great point. I guess it's also about autonomy and control and independence at some level as we age. This reminds me of a very compelling TED Talk by Dan Pink back in 2009 on motivation. He speaks about how if-then-else kind of rewards stop motivating people after a certain point, especially for complex roles. He goes on to say that three things that matter in motivating people are autonomy, mastery, and purpose. I feel that while the corporate role can provide mastery and purpose, autonomy can be hard to come by, and I guess it begins to matter more and more as we go through life. As an aside, I recently spoke to Dan Pink on his new book, The Power of Regret, and look forward to publishing that conversation in the coming weeks. Thank you for listening.